This program is a Duads collaboration with Purple Radio. Content warnings may be found in the episode description. Duads presents The Three Musketeers. Episode 17. To Die for Queen and Country.
Monsieur de Tréville here?
No, monsieur. He's in his saloon with his habitual companions.
Send for him immediately. This can't wait. This cursed stranger could warn his eminence at any moment.
Once, Monsieur d'Artagnan.
This opportunity is unmissable. It is rare that one can gain money and glory in one stroke. And perhaps I can gain some favour with my lovely Constance. Ah. Well, I must succeed. And success requires my utmost discretion. Can even Monsieur de Tréville know my purpose? Perhaps it would be better to request carte blanche for some secret affair. Oh, no, I can place some confidence in Tréville. He is a devoted servant of the King and Queen, and he hates his eminence so cordially. Better that he know all. Here he comes now.
You asked for me, my good friend.
Yes, monsieur, and you will pardon me, I hope, for having disturbed you when you know the importance of my business.
Speak, then. I'm all attention.
It concerns nothing less than the honour, perhaps the life, of the Queen.
What did you say?
I say, monsieur, that chance has rendered me master of a secret.
Which you will guard, I hope, young man, as your life.
But which I must impart to you, monsieur, for you alone can assist me in the mission I have just received from Her Majesty.
Is this secret your own?
No, monsieur, it is Her Majesty's.
Are you authorised by Her Majesty to communicate it to me?
No, monsieur, for on the contrary, I am desired to preserve the profoundest mystery.
Why then are you about to betray it to me?
Because, as I said, without you I can do nothing, and I am afraid you will refuse me the favour I come to ask if you do not know to what end I ask it.
Keep your secret, young man, and tell me what you wish.
I need a leave of absence for 15 days from Monsieur Dessessart.
When?
This very night.
I can arrange that. You leave Paris?
I'm going on a mission.
May you tell me whither?
To London.
Has anyone an interest in preventing your arrival there?
The Cardinal, I believe, would give the world to prevent my success.
And you are going alone?
I am going alone.
In that case, you will not get beyond Bondi.
How so?
You will be assassinated.
And I shall die in the performance of my duty.
But your mission will not be accomplished.
Yeah, that is true.
Believe me. In enterprise of this kind, in order that one may arrive, four must set out.
Ah, you are right, monsieur. But you know Athos, Porthos and Aramis, and you know if I can dispose of them.
Without confiding to them the secret at which I am not willing to know.
We are sworn, one for all, to implicit confidence and devotedness against all proof. Besides, you can tell them that you have full confidence in me and they will not be more incredulous than you.
I consent to each of them leave of absence for 15 days. That is all. To Athos, whose wound still makes him suffer, to go to the waters of Forges, to Porthos and Aramis to accompany their friend, whom they are not willing to abandon in such a painful condition. Sending their leave of absence will be proof enough that I authorise their journey.
Thanks, monsieur. You are 100 times too good.
Out with you, then. Find them instantly, and let all be done tonight. But first, write your request to Dessessart. Perhaps you had a spy at your heels, and your visit, if it should ever be known to the Cardinal, will thus seem legitimate.
Have the goodness to send mine to Athos's residence. I should dread some disagreeable encounter if I were to go home.
Be easy. Adieu, and bon voyage. Apropos, have you any money? Enough?
300 pistoles.
Oh, plenty. That will carry you to the end of the world. Be gone, then.
Goodbye, sir. I thank you.
It's you, D'Artagnan. I'm afraid you will find me a poor host.
A poor host? My friend Aramis, a poor host?
Indeed. There is something of a melancholy weighing upon my heart.
Good Aramis, what cause can there be for you to be so melancholy? This must be the matter of that handkerchief which Constance tried so hard to conceal.
The weight of the melancholy is only that of the heavy 18th chapter of St. Augustine, upon which I must write a full commentary in Latin by next week.
Only that? I had thought so deep a melancholy must be the work of a lover.
What?
A letter from Monsieur Aramis from Monsieur de Treville.
What is that?
The leave of absence Monsieur has asked for.
For me? I have asked for no leave of absence.
Hold your tongue and take it. And you, my friend, there is a demi-pistole for your trouble. You will tell Monsieur de Treville that Monsieur Aramis is very much obliged to him. Go.
Monsieur?
What does all this mean?
Pack up all you want for a journey of a fortnight and follow me.
But I cannot leave Paris just now without knowing...
What has become of her? I suppose you mean...
Become of whom?
The woman who was here. The woman with the embroidered handkerchief.
Who told you there was a woman here?
I saw her.
And you know who she is?
I believe I can guess, at least.
Listen. Since you appear to know so many things, can you tell me what has become of her?
I presume she has returned to Tours.
To Tours? Yes, that may be. You evidently know her. But why did she return to Tours without telling me anything?
Because she was in fear of being arrested.
Why has she not written to me then?
Because she was afraid of compromising you.
D'Artagnan, you restore me to life! I fancied myself despised, betrayed! I'm so delighted to see her again! I could not have believed she would risk her liberty for me. And yet for what other cause could she have returned to Paris?
For the cause which today takes us to England.
And what is this cause?
Oh, you'll know it someday, Aramis, but at present I must imitate the discretion of the doctor's niece.
Well then, since she has left Paris, and you are sure of it, D'Artagnan, nothing prevents me, and I am ready to follow you. You say we are going...
To get Athos, now, quickly. We've lost too much time already. Inform Bazin.
Will Bazin be going with us?
Perhaps so. At all events, it is best that he should follow us to Athos's.
Bazin!
Monsieur?
You will find us at Athos's residence. Join us there. Mon bleu! No coin! Let us go then. Wait. You have not spoken of this lady.
To nobody in the world.
Not even to Athos or Porthos?
I have not breathed a syllable to them.
Good enough.
Can you explain to me what signifies this leave of absence in this letter? It reads, My dear Athos, I wish, as your health absolutely requires it, that you should rest for a fortnight. Go then and take the waters of Forge, or any that may be more agreeable to you, and recuperate yourself as quickly as possible. Yours affectionate, de Treville.
Well, this leave of absence and that letter mean that you must follow me, Athos.
To the waters of Forge?
There or elsewhere.
In the king's service.
Either the king's or the queen's. Are we not their majesty's servants?
Pardieu! Here is a strange thing. Since when, I wonder, in the musketeers, did they grant men leave of absence without their asking for it?
Since they have friends who ask it for them.
Ah, it appears there's something fresh here.
Yes, we are going...
To what country?
Ask D'Artagnan.
To London, gentlemen.
To London? Wonderful! Wait, what are we going to do in London?
I can't tell you, but you must trust me.
But in order to go to London, money is needed, and I have none.
Nor I.
Nor I.
I have. 300 pistoles. Let us each take 75. That is enough to take us to London and back. Besides, make yourselves easy. We shall not all arrive at London.
Why, sir?
Because, in all probability, some one of us will be left on the road.
Ah.
Is this then a campaign?
One of the most dangerous kind.
Ah, but if we do risk being killed, at least I should like to know what for.
You would be all the wiser.
And yet I am somewhat of Porthos's opinion.
Is the king accustomed to give you such reasons? No. He says to you jauntily, "Gentlemen, there is fighting going on in Gascony or in Flanders. Go and fight." And you go there. Why?
D'Artagnan is right. Here are 3 leaves of absence, which came from Monsieur de Tréville, and here are 300 pistoles, which came from I don't know where. Let us go and get killed where we are told to go. Is life worth the trouble of so many questions? D'Artagnan, I am ready to follow you.
And I too. Aramis?
Fine. I am not sorry to quit Paris. I am in need of a distraction.
Well, you will have distractions enough, gentlemen, be assured.
And now, when are we to go?
Immediately. We have not a moment to lose.
Hello, Grimaud.
Planchet.
Mousqueton.
Bazaar.
Clean my boots.
My cloak.
My sword.
My pistols.
And fetch the horses from the stables.
So, where do we go first?
To Calais. That is the most direct line to London.
4 men travelling together would be suspected. D'Artagnan will give us each his instructions. I will go by way of Boulogne to clear the way. Athos will set out 2 hours after, by that of Amiens. Aramis will follow us by that of Noyon. And as to D'Artagnan, he will go by which route he thinks is best, in Planchet's clothes, while Planchet will follow us like D'Artagnan in the uniform of the guards.
Gentlemen, my opinion is that it is not proper to allow lackeys to have anything to do in such an affair. The secret may by chance be betrayed by gentlemen, but it is almost always sold by lackeys.
Porthos's plan is impractical. I have no idea what instructions I could give you. I am the bearer of a letter, that is all. I have not, and I cannot make 3 copies of that letter because it is sealed. We must, then, as it appears to me, travel in company. This letter is here, in this pocket. If I should be killed, one of you must take it and continue the route. If he be killed, it will be another's turn, and so on, provided a single one arrives. That is all that's required.
I agree with D'Artagnan. Besides, we must be consistent. I am going to take the waters, you will accompany me. Instead of taking the waters of Forge, I go and take sea waters. I am free to do so. If anyone wishes to stop us, I will show Monsieur de Tréville's letter, and you will show your leaves of absence. If we are attacked, we will defend ourselves. If we are tried, we will stoutly maintain. We are only anxious to div ourselves a certain number of times in the sea. They would have an easy bargain of 4 isolated men. Those 4 men together make a troop. We'll arm our 4 lackeys with pistols and musketoons. If they send an army out against us, we will give battle. And the survivors, D'Artagnan says, will carry the letter.
Well said. You don't often speak, Athos. But when you do speak, it is like St. John of the Golden Mouth. I agree to Athos's plan. And you, Porthos?
I agree to it too, if D'Artagnan approves of it. D'Artagnan, being the bearer of the letter, is naturally the head of the enterprise. Let him decide, and we will execute.
Well, I decide that we should adopt Athos's plan, and that we set off in 30 minutes.
Agreed.
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 Ummi. Mama, wake up.
Ishak. What time is it?
Almost 2.
There must be a good reason for waking me up hours before dawn.
Ummi, please.
And why are you dressed? Don't tell me you've been out to those horrible taverns.
Ummi, I'm going.
Where?
I can't tell you.
Ishak.
Ummi, please. You know I can't. Not until I return. If I...
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say anything like that.
I've left everything in Mousqueton's care. I trust him. I trust him with you.
Ishak.
But Here's to hoping I come back with one hell of a story to tell you.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
And here we thought you changed your mind. What took you so long?
Just a few things to attend to.
Come, you look like you've seen a ghost. Getting cold feet?
Aramis.
Just trying to lighten the mood.
We've spent enough time dawdling as it is. On your horses.
What? Listen. In the shadows, I thought I heard something.
Ugh, baby.
What did you say?
It's just your ears playing tricks on you. Nothing more.
Baby, seeing ghosts in the dark?
Aramis. Now is not the time, gentlemen.
Use your brain, Gascon. Your fear blinds you like a coward on a battlefield. You'll die of fright before any sword pierces you.
Aramis, enough.
Perhaps Monsieur Aramis is right, but at least I've had the good sense to search in the shadows rather than to ogle at my reflection in every candle-lit window. We haven't stopped for hours. We must have gone miles. You're awake? I'd half feared you'd fallen asleep in your saddle. I think I did at one point.
We're on schedule. We'll likely be at Beauvais by this afternoon.
This mission is going surprisingly smoothly. I bet we'll be home in no time and bathing in riches.
I very much doubt it. Our journey's only just begun.
Humour me. We already look like the glorious cavalry we will be on our return. 8 heroes armed to the teeth. Tell me. What will the Queen's glorious victors do with their winnings? Maison?
Send Parnavid to my family.
A boring but predictable answer. Dream big, friends. I personally will buy a hat with the largest feather anyone has ever seen. The Red Guard will quiver with envy and jealousy. Mark my words. Athos?
I will take my money and go on a relaxing spa trip without any of you causing me headaches. Oh, and Grimaud is coming. He's the only one I can stand.
I'm hurt, Athos. Truly, my heart is broken.
Well, what about you?
Oh, well, I'll buy pearls and gold and silver and maybe a ruby the size of my fist.
What? No gifts for whoever you're hiding away in your place?
For the last time, I'm not hiding anyone.
Oh, come on. We know you'll keep your special someone from us. We asked Mousqueton. He said no. But his voice always cracks when he lies.
It is not.
So, my suspicions are confirmed.
Confirmed my arse. You're wrong.
Ah, the guilty ever turn to insults to hide themselves. So, your lover.
Not a lover.
You're not lover. Is she alluring?
No.
Ah, is it a forbidden affair?
No.
Or are you secretly married?
No.
God forbid you have children, Porthos. You haven't an ounce of responsibility.
Aramis?
Ah, it's all right if she's low-born.
Oh, I will scar your pretty face.
Oh, thank you. You must love her very much. To the ends of the earth, even.
No! I mean, yes, but not like... you're wrong!
I'm wrong?
Wrong!
Really? Prove it.
I don't have some lover stowed away. My mother lives with me, so... Ha! You were wrong. Oh, shit.
And that
gentlemen, is how you get an answer out of somebody.
You've outdone yourself this time, Aramis.
Pardon me, Monsieur Porthos. You still live with your mother?
I don't... It's not like that. She lives with me. Mousqueton, defend me.
Well, you see, Monsieur Porthos, she, fuck it.
If it's any consolation, we may not live to see this mission through. Your secret will die with us.
Way to kill the mood, Aramis. Where's that up ahead?
Chantilly. I suggest we ride straight through it.
Not a chance. I'm starving, and I want breakfast.
We are on a mission, not a countryside outing.
And men on a mission require sustenance. I may faint if I do not eat soon.
Monsieur Athos, I'm actually quite hungry too.
Fine. Keep the horses saddled. You four, stay with them. Grimaud, we may need to be ready to leave at a moment's notice.
Pretty busy for a village tavern at this hour.
Uncharacteristically so.
We eat and we go. No sidetracking. And no fighting.
Oh, Athos, you worry too much. Monsieur, may we take these seats?
By all means. I'm not travelling with anyone.
Are you sure you want to trust a man with his hood up?
Nonsense. No one could have caught up yet.
Waiter, 4 ales, please.
Fine weather for travelling.
Indeed it is.
Though the villagers say it will be rain in the west this afternoon, I believe I will be drenched by the evening if that is the case. Where are you gentlemen headed?
Here, there, everywhere. We heard there were some natural springs around the area, and we are on leave for the next few days.
His voice. Where have I heard it before?
On leave? Ah, I thought I spied the makings of a soldier in all of you. Even the boy. Well then, a toast to 4 fine soldiers, and to the health of our cardinal.
Is this where we take our leave without doing anything stupid?
I will drink to your cardinal, only when you drink to the king.
Porthos.
Lower your hood, monsieur. My man of Meung.
I know no king, but his eminence.
His eminence can kiss my...
For God's sake.
Let me through. Let me kill him. He kidnapped Constance.
No. D'Artagnan, we need you alive. D'Artagnan, you are the only one that can deliver him the letter. Aramis, hold him off. Aramis. Aramis.
I can't. He's...
I didn't think you would be such a coward.
Aramis, draw your sword.
No. Aramis, put that away. Your hands are shaking. Athos, D'Artagnan, I'll handle him. Sometimes a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
And sometimes he must keep his mouth shut. And there's no drawing back. Kill him, and join us as soon as you can.
I can stay.
No. You have a job to finish. I'll be fine. Athos... Look after the kids.
Porthos, be careful. This man. He won't fight fair.
Aramis, D'Artagnan, come. We're leaving.
But
go! Now, where were we, monsieur? Ah, yes. En garde!
Someone ought to check what's happening.
I'm sure they're fine. The messieurs know how to keep their heads out of trouble. Right, Grimaud? Yeah. Yeah, most of the time.
It's not sitting right with me, Planchet. Should at least pop our heads in and take a look.
Look, I don't know about you, but none of them would go looking for a fight on such an important mission, or even think of accepting one if it came down to it. Have some faith, my good fellow. These are responsible musketeers.
We're going. Now.
Yes, sir.
Where's Monsieur Porthos?
Ha! Is that all you have?
I can't leave him. Fatima will...
If we don't escape, the man Porthos is fighting. We're all lost. Now get on the horse.
But...
Porthos is orders.
But I...
Do not disobey him. Not now.
Damn this whole thing too well.
Yeah!
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 Need a break? Most novices like yourself would take it right about now.
One would say you're tired, monsieur.
Tired? I could do this all day.
Yeah!
You leave your left unguarded. Ooh, careful now.
Less talking from you, savage.
Savage?
Yes. You are the infamous Porthos, are you not? Bastard son of a Spaniard and his barber whore. The brute musketeer.
Who told you?
The cardinal knows everything. But unlike his eminence, I believe there are too many of your kind polluting my France. There will be one less on this earth when I am done with you.
My kind?
You should have stayed where you belong.
Make me. My kind are the noble and merciful. Or you would best pray that we are.
Now there, Porthos.
But I'm only half merciful, aren't I? I can be as sweet as my mother, but I think today I'll be just as cutthroat as my father. Your cardinal will not pray for your soul. You won't be leaving this tavern alive.
Then, take my confession. Surely, you would not begrudge me my last rites.
I'm listening. Well? Spit it out!
He has a knife!
Why, you...
What are you all staring at? You! Go fetch me some water, quickly! I need to clean this filth off me. Your friends will meet your fate, musketeer, before they even reach Calais. They will die before their journey's end. Shame you won't live long enough to see it.
This episode is dedicated to Betül Ürgten. We hope you've enjoyed episode 17 of The Three Musketeers. This episode featured Alex Comminges as D'Artagnan, Alistair Hall as Musketeer and Rochefort, Rob Morrissey as Treville, Peter Fairbank as Aramis, Anna Truesdale as Treville's servant and person, Irene Temi Abedjoulé as Bazin, Matthew McConkie as Athos, Aaron Kotagonkar as Porthos, Izzat Irtan Salman as Fatma, Jacob Cook as Mousqueton, Jay Figueredo as Planchet. The Three Musketeers was jointly directed by Nicole Baltablanco, Lauren Brewer, Sanya Saraf, Daniel Mahale. Music created by Oli Fab. Main theme by Oli Fab and Kat Patalis. Fatma's Lullaby by Sharanya Sanjay. Editing was done by Ode Hoagie. Our Foley artists were Natalia Wemlyanin Stone, Jay Figueredo. This show is based off Alexandre Dumas' The Three Musketeers. Scripts were by Jay Figueredo, Matthew McConkie, Izzat Irtan Salman, Sam Turnbull. The producer team was Sophie Tice, Victoria Lee Barufalo, Jay Figueredo. For a full list of cast and crew, see our website. I'm Izzat Irtan Salman. Want to support the show? Come join our Patreon page at patreon.com/duads. That's D-U-A-D-S. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Children play in my dreams, their little laughs, joyful screams. Come to bed with